buses and mainland trains will be much busier than normal, and we are going to be speaking to London Underground in a moment. First, our reporter Richard Main is at Paddington for us this morning. How's it going, Richard?
Good morning, Penny. Yes, it's starting to heat up here at Paddington. There are streams of people coming out of the station, turning left, just walking along Praed Street and going along to the two bus stops. You've got to remember, this isn't one of the big bus terminals in London. They're having to just push as many buses as they can into this fairly small area. Now, something Paul said there caught my ear. He said, as we all know, there's a tube strike on. Now, there's a sort of mixed message here. I saw a couple of rather confused Spanish tourists down by the Bakerloo line entrance to the station about half an hour ago. They were sat there and they were asking some of the staff, well, when does it open? And they got the unfortunate answer, well, today it doesn't open. But the regular commuters seem to have all got the message. They're coming out. They've been telling me that they've been fairly well prepared for this. They're setting off early. They're trying to get across town as quickly as they can. But the buses are already starting to fill up. And many of the buses that are making it here to Paddington are full already. So there is quite desperate scenes, really, as people try to push themselves on and are just told by the bus driver, no, there is no room. These buses are going past full already. On the other side of me, though, the RMT union have just turned up. They've got their picket line there. Not a huge picket here. There are about two dozen of them surrounding their banners and flags and making a bit of a show of it for the various TV cameras that are down here. And I've been asking some of the commuters who've been going to get those buses whether they've been affected by the tube strike and whether they have any sympathy for the striking tube workers.
I've actually been affected by the first Great Western strike a little bit as well. I take that from Acton into Paddington. And then I'm trying to get to Liverpool Street now. Actually, this morning, the train that I got in from Acton was okay. But tonight, it's going to be a bit difficult because there's no Greenford service running.
I'm trying to get into the Fleet Street, but my journey starts at Uxbridge, so I had to wake up really early.
It's not my normal routine, but I can still get the Heathrow Connect into Paddington and then get a bus, and it doesn't really affect me.
Well, joining us now, Steve Griffiths, London Underground Chief Operating Officer. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Paul.
So how did London cope last night, and how's it coping so far this morning, would you say?
It coped exceptionally well last night. The customers really read all of our customer information and responded well to that. And there's lots of extra buses out there this morning, over 200 buses, and at the moment, London is very resilient and responding very well.
I mean, you say that, but actually they had to close Oxford Circus, didn't they, at 5 o'clock because there was too much of a squash?
Yes, there was indeed, but in some respects that was to be expected, but we managed to ensure that ran smoothly and controlled it very well.
And there were people sprinting, weren't there, for those final tubes? People, lots of people thinking that it closed at 6 o'clock when in fact the strike started at 6:30, and people fighting to get onto those tubes.
I must admit, I was out from the tube lines at that time, and I didn't experience that, Penny. And certainly we've had no reports of that, and we're able to see what is going on our network, and it was a very controlled, and our passengers and customers responded exceptionally well to it.
Now, Churchill famously said that joy is better than war. There's conflict at the moment between you guys and the unions. Will you be talking today, Steve, at ACAS today?
We are absolutely available today to talk to the unions. They may be preoccupied themselves, and certainly our focus today.
So you don't know. You don't know if you're going to talk to the unions today or not yet. Then.
No, we don't know.
So obviously you're not going to then. When he moves, made by London Underground to try and talk to the unions, have you let them know that you're up for a chat?
Oh yes, certainly. We are available all the time. We have been all of this week. One of the biggest problems here, Paul, is that we've put an offer on the table. We've made that offer available on the table for further discussions, and the unions have refused to respond to the offer, and they've refused to put it to their members as well.
Well, obviously we're going to be talking to the union, but when we spoke to the union yesterday, they said that the whole that their point was that they didn't feel that they'd had been given long enough to have a look at the details.
They've been given long enough. They were presented the offer at 12 o'clock on Monday. That offer was made available for discussion on Monday evening. It was made available all day Tuesday at ACAS, and they have refused to respond to the offer at all.
So it does seem then as if we've got no guarantee as Londoners, as commuters, that we won't be going through all this hell in 4 weeks' time again.
We will do our absolute best to ensure that we don't go through this, but we do need the unions to talk to us, and we do need the unions to respond to us, and we do need the unions to put our very fair and competitive offer to their membership.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a debate about that a little later on. Thank you very much. That's Steve Griffiths, London Underground Chief Operating Officer. We've had this in from Liz. Oh, bonus, she says. The old Route Master buses are out. That'll brighten up my day a bit. I love to see them.
Looking on the bright side there from Liz. Your thoughts as well, please. Yeah. And we're talking to the RMT Union later on in the show. You just heard from London Underground. RMT conversation on the way. But first of all, what do you think? 0207-224-2000. Do you think now is the time for the government to abide by their manifesto pledge to change the law to make it that there should be a minimum 50% turnout before industrial action by vital services is allowed? Although, as they've told us yesterday, the turnout was over 80%, and it was 97% in favour of strike action. What is going on? If you're an ASDF member, an RMT member, a member of the other two unions involved in this,